VOA News. The Israeli army has come to the rescue of a besieged Syrian aid organization. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi described the rescue as a humanitarian gesture to the Syrian people and the international community. The evacuees entered Israeli-controlled territory on the Golan Heights. Hanegbi told Israel Radio that from there they were taken to neighboring Jordan. Describing the White Helmets as good people, he said they will be resettled in Western countries. Those include Britain, Germany, and Canada, but notably absent from the list is the U.S.
A powerful bomb exploded near Kabul's international airport Sunday, killing at least 16 people and wounding 60 others. The suicide bomber attacked just minutes after First Vice President Abdul Rahid Dostum returned home from a year-long exile. The Islamic State, through its Amaq news agency, claimed responsibility for the bombing. It said the attack targeted the crowd welcoming Dostum. Dostum, was not hurt. Both local and international rights defenders accused Dostum of war crimes against members of the Taliban after a U.S.-led military invasion of Afghanistan ousted the Islamist group from power. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest has killed the driver of an election candidate, wounding the candidate and three other people. And Afghanistan hosted a new round of talks with Pakistan Sunday in an effort to build confidence and work together to try to bring an end to the conflict in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Both Republican and Democratic members of Congress are criticizing President Trump's claim in a tweet on Sunday that newly released documents relating to the wiretapping of his one-time campaign advisor Carter Page confirm with little doubt that intelligence agencies misled the courts that approved the warrant. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff said the documents lay out in detail just why the FBI was so concerned that Carter Page might be acting as an agent of a foreign power.
The dumping of these documents with George Papadopoulos, that Carter Page had in fact been a target of Russian intelligence in the past, that Carter Page had gone to Russia during the campaign.
And Republican Senator Marco Rubio also broke with Trump, saying he didn't think the FBI did anything wrong in obtaining warrants against Page.
They were looking into this one individual, but an individual the campaign themselves said was not a big part of their efforts. Therefore, I wouldn't consider that spying on a campaign.
Rubio appeared on CBS's Face the Nation while Schiff was on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
China's President Xi Jinping is on day two of a four-nation visit to Africa. He visited Senegal on Saturday and signed trade deals with the country, whose economy is growing rapidly. China has been making investments, loans, and deals with African nations to help expand and improve infrastructure and gain access to materials and markets important to the Chinese economy. China already has major trade ties to the continent. Xi will also visit Rwanda, Mauritius, and South Africa. The United States is expressing deep concern about the direction of the peace process in South Sudan. It says President Salva Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar, quote, have not demonstrated the leadership required to bring genuine peace and accountable governance to the nation. And Indonesian police said Sunday that a 15-year-old girl who was raped by her older brother has been sentenced to 6 months in jail for having an abortion. The brother received a 2-year sentence for having sex with a minor. The siblings were convicted Thursday on the island of Sumatra. Abortion is illegal in Indonesia, but is allowed in cases of rape. However, the abortion must be done by a healthcare professional within the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. The girl had an abortion 6 months into her pregnancy. And Spanish rescuers say they have picked up almost 800 migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea into the European Union over the past 2 days. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.